This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Voting to elect new leadership of Nepali Congress scheduled for tomorrow. Five candidates vying for party presidency. Nepal receives nearly 2 million doses of Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccines under COVAX facility. Karnali Academy of Health Sciences launches MBBS and other academic programs. And U.S. President Joe Biden declares disaster in Kentucky following massive destruction by powerful tornadoes. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee has unveiled the final list of the candidates for the voting to elect a new leadership in the party's 14th General Convention. The voting has been scheduled to begin from 8 in the morning tomorrow. The name list includes Sher Bahadur Deuba, Bimalendra Nidhi, Prakash Man Singh, Dr. Shekhar Kurala, and Kalyan Kumar Grung as the candidates for the post of party president. Similarly, Vijay Kumar Gachadar, Purna Bahadur Khadkarada, Mahesh Acharya, Sujata Kurala, Dr. Chandra Bhandari, Thanaraj Kurung, and Dibeshwari Saha will be vying for the post of two vice presidents. Six candidates, Dr. Prakash Saran Mahan, Dr. Minendra Rizal, Biswa Prakash Sharma, Gagan Kumar Thapa, Pradeep Patel, and Dr. Rajaram Kharki are to contend for the seats of two general secretaries. Meanwhile, 57 candidates have withdrawn their candidacy from the election process. Among those withdrawing their candidacies are Yuvraj Neupane, who had filed his candidacy for the post of party president, and Surendra Prasad Chaudhary, who had filed nomination for the post of joint general secretary. The rest 55 candidates have withdrawn their candidacy from the post of party central member. Nepal has received nearly 2 million additional doses of Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccines under COVAX facility. Senior pharmacy officer at the Management Division of the Health Service Department, Bari Babu Thapa, informed that the Nepal received 1,965,800 doses of Moderna vaccines today. With this, Nepal has received 3,651,006 doses of Moderna vaccine so far under the COVAX facility. The government is preparing to vaccinate the Moderna jab to the people aged between 12 to 18 from the 9th of December. A total of 254 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 8,682 samples. Likewise, 234 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, a person died of the virus infection today itself. The Jumla-based Karnali Academy of Health Sciences today launched the much-awaited MBBS program. President Vidyadevi Bhandari launched the program amidst a ceremony in Jumla. On the occasion, the head of the state also laid a foundation stone for the 760 million rupees medical science building construction project. According to Academy Vice Chancellor Dr. Mangal Rawal, the Academy also formally began the classes for MBBS, B Pharma, BNS, and BMS from today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ro Viber ma zero. Ani aamile kosari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ro Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garna kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्याश डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Rwanda's non-resident ambassador to Nepal, Jacqueline Mukangira, has proposed Nepal for a bilateral aviation agreement. During her courtesy meeting with Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, at his office in Simadabad today, Ambassador Mukhang Gira proposed the minister to go for the bilateral aviation pact. The ambassador insisted on agreement, citing that it would help promote tourism business in both countries, further consolidating the bilateral ties. Tourism Minister Ali responded the proposal positively and assured of addressing it through a due process. A Mountain Advocacy Summit 2022 is to be organized in Mustang on the 13th to 14th of March in 2022 to aware the world of climate change impact in the mountain region. The objective of the summit is to draw the attention of all stakeholders towards the problem and challenges faced by the Himalayan region due to the impact of climate change. The summit is to be jointly organized by Karnali Integrated Rural Development and Research Center Nepal, the Mountain Foundation Nepal, and the International Forum for Security and Climate Justice, among other organizations. The CPNUML Central Committee meeting has formed its Standing Committee and the Politburo. The Central Committee meeting held today also selected in charges of all seven provinces. General Secretary of the party, Shankar Pokhrel, informed that the leader, Debraj Khimbare, has been selected as Province 1 in charge, Raghubir Mahasid as Province 2 in charge. Similarly, Kasinath Adhikari has been designated as Bagmati province in charge, Padma Arial as Gandaki province in charge. Likewise, the meeting also designated Sabilal Biswakarma as Lumbini province in charge, M. Lal Kadil as Karnali province in charge, and Lekhraj Bhatt as Sudhupashim in charge. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A desperate search for survivors is underway in parts of six U.S. states devastated by powerful tornadoes that have left at least 83 people dead. According to BBC, dozens more people are missing and entire towns were destroyed by about 30 tornadoes on Friday. And more than 70 people have died in Kentucky state alone. Authorities say that the death toll is expected to rise above 100. And 40 people have been rescued from the collapsed candle factory in Mayfield. About 60 more remain missing. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a disaster in Kentucky, which is the worst affected state. The G7 group of rich nations has warned Russia of massive consequences if it invades Ukraine. Speaking at a summit in Liverpool, UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said the group wanted Russia to stop its aggression towards Ukraine. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin told President Biden during their video call last week that Russian troops did not pose a threat to anymore. According to a BBC report, tensions are growing as Moscow masses troops on Ukraine's border. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhupashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and it will be mainly fair in rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting to elect a new leadership of Nepali Congress scheduled for tomorrow. Five candidates vying for party presidency. Nepal receives nearly 2 million doses of Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccines under Quebec's facility. Karnali Academy of Health Sciences launches MBBS and other academic programs. And U.S. President Joe Biden declares a disaster in Kentucky following massive destruction by powerful tornadoes. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.